It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As crops accumulate and the growing season draws to a close, farmers markets often have a plethora of ripe and overripe fruit to be consumed immediately or preserved. Food and drink writer Hal B. Klein has some good ideas for how to use those peaches, berries, and apples which have seen better days. Tangy drinks from the past known as shrubs or drinking vinegar. He's here to talk about this tasty trend, the history behind it, and its many uses. Hal B. Klein, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So what is a shrub?
Okay, so a shrub is a drinking vinegar. And I know at first the idea of drinking vinegar sounds a little bit crazy, right?
Yes.
But it's vinegar that's mixed with super ripe fruit and sugar, and it spends a lot of time just kind of in the refrigerator marinating together. And it turns out to be this really kind of amazing drink that at first is a little bit pungent when you smell it, but then really preserves the flavor of the fruit that you're using.
Yeah, some people are really sensitive to the smell of vinegar. So for those who are, how do you get past that vinegar smell? You're bringing this thing up to your mouth. And of course, you know, the fragrance, the aroma of something is part of the allure. It's part of what it enhances the flavor. So if you've got a smell that's kind of off-putting, as it is to some, how do you get past it?
Well, you know, they've got those cartoons with the clips that they put on their nose, the laundry clips. So you can do that. But I think it's really one of those things that you just kind of have to take that first sip. And as soon as you take that sip, you realize that you're not actually drinking the pungency. You're really drinking something that tastes really, really wonderful. And you're generally also, you're not drinking the shrub on its own. You're not just going to open a jar of shrub and just sip from it. You could. It's not bad. But you're going to end up mixing it in something anyway.
Okay, so if you're at a party and you're drinking one of these and you're talking to somebody, you're not going to overwhelm them with a vinegar smell, are you?
No, I mean, it's not like smelling salts or anything like that where you just like put it right up to your nose. So when it's mixed with something, you'll know that the smell is there. I mean, you'll smell a little bit of vinegar, but not in the same way as you would if you opened up, say, just a jar of straight vinegar.
Or even if, as some people do when they clean, you know, they mix in vinegar
right.
and a cleaning solution and you get that smell. It's not like that either.
No,
right?
not at all. Not at all.
All right. That's good. I wanted to clarify all of that. So now, how do you describe the flavors?
So it really depends on what you're used for. So, you know, like the history of it is that it's a way of preserving the harvest, right? So before refrigeration, you can make jams and you can make things like that, but there's only so much you can make. So they started mixing these things with the vinegar. So if you make, say, I just made a nectarine shrub. And so you get really a really pure essence of nectarine flavor in it. It's just almost kind of heightened by the vinegar. So I used white wine vinegar for that one. And it's sweet because you put the sugar in it.
Why do you think that shrubs have come back in style in recent years?
I don't know. You know, it started basically in 1986 in Pennsylvania with Tate Food Farms, which is out in Center Hall. And a guy named David Tate, he had an overabundance of raspberries. And raspberries, you know, they made jams. And again, they didn't want to make any more jam. Raspberries don't freeze very well. And a friend said, hey, you know, you should look at this old colonial recipe for these things called shrubs. But his wife, Kim, actually said something that for 20 years, only people who read history books or saw it at Colonial Williamsburg knew what it was. But in the last couple of years, you know, as people get more into the food that's around them, people started realizing, hey, there are other ways of preserving food. Just like, you know, more people are canning and jarring
so,
now.
So sort of the kind of the whole organic concept of people getting into organic foods and, you know, locally grown products, that's kind of fueling this?
Yeah, that, and then at the same time you have this resurgence in bartenders making craft cocktails, right? And bartenders thinking of themselves almost more like a chef than just kind of mixing drinks. And just like a chef would put a little vinegar in a recipe to make it more rounded, bartenders kind of caught on to this and were like, hey, you know, this is actually a really cool ingredient in cocktails and can make our cocktails really dynamic and really delicious.
So that part of it goes back to about 1976, but there's a history that a colonial history that this concept emanates from. So before we jump back to the future, what can you tell us about that?
I mean, it was a way of preserving food. So the same thing.
So who was doing this?
It started back in Arabic culture, actually, and they made drinks, and then that kind of went by the wayside. And then colonial America, especially eastern Pennsylvania, was like a really big part of this, the Hudson Valley in New York. And it was just a way of keeping the essence of the flavor of the fruit and even some vegetables throughout the year, because once you put it in vinegar, it stays good for a really long time. Whereas if you just left, say, a peach out on the counter, it wouldn't be very good after a week, right?
Probably not.
Right. So before refrigeration, before things like that, you had to kind of think of innovative ways to preserve things.
Sure. And so that's where this came from.
That's fascinating.
Food and drink writer Hal B. Klein is our guest here on Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking about shrubs. And what are some of the typical ways for shrubs to be made and served?
So making a shrub is actually pretty easy if you want to make it at home. So the nectarine shrub, for example, the other day, I just got some super ripe nectarines, wash them, get in there with your hands, just tear them up, put about an equal part of sugar to the nectarine, let that sit for a couple days in a refrigerator. Then in a couple of days, put an equal part of vinegar in, let that sit, strain out all the solids, and there you go. You've got your shrub, right? So you can use it in cocktails, say like a strawberry shrub. You can mix with some vodka and some mint and maybe some Pittsburgh seltzer, and you have a really nice, refreshing cocktail right there.
So you're saying these don't have to necessarily be alcoholic drinks?
Definitely not. I mean, the kind of resurgence came through bars, but you could just omit the vodka and do the exact same thing without it. So just, you know, strawberry shrub with some muddled mint, some ice, and some seltzer. It's a really nice drink.
Very refreshing.
Yeah. Or I actually also, I made a beet shrub last year, and I use that as a base for a salad dressing, too.
You're just so talented.
It's a marvel of creativity.
but it's, you know, that's part of, I guess, you know, the idea behind all of this resurgence in these types of things is finding multiple uses.
Yeah, exactly.
And do shrubs have any health benefits?
You know, I'm obviously not a nutritionist, but there's some pretty good research that the vinegar in shrubs actually does have health benefits. So vinegar is said to regulate sugar. It definitely helps digestion. And there's some pretty good evidence that it improves absorption of like certain minerals like calcium, for example. So, again, if you make a salad with kale, which has a lot of calcium in it, and you make a vinegar shrub, you know, a shrub salad dressing, there's pretty good evidence that that might help. And I think the biggest part is it's a pretty wholesome ingredient. So instead of making a cocktail with like a pre-made syrup or something like that, or making a salad dressing, you know, coming from the store, you're making your own stuff, so you know what's going into your food. And I think at the end of the day, that's always the most important benefit.
Well, and you touched upon something really interesting, is just the whole syrup thing. I mean, that's corn syrup, right?
It can be.
That goes into a lot of that, and then people are really trying to get away from it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so the high fructose corn syrup. And so you know in this, you can kind of measure how much sugar you're putting in. You know what's going into what you're eating. Or drinking.
Now, when it comes to obtaining the fruits used for making a shrub, you've written about the idea of seconds.
Right. So I'm working an article now for the Post-Gazette about seconds. And seconds are basically all the fruit that isn't so pretty or is like so ripe that if you don't eat it today, it's going to go bad. And so, you know, when you're at the farmer's market, ask the farmer if they've got any seconds if you're interested in making shrubs. You know, be sure to not just go and just kind of bargain shop and just get seconds, you know. Buy some good food from them, but also while you're there, you know, say, hey, I'm interested in making a shrub. Do you have any peach seconds right now? They probably have some this week.
So just be upfront about what you want. You don't just bargain shop with the farmer.
Right. I mean, you don't want to just, you know, get seconds. You want to get some nice things from them too, but they want to sell that stuff. It's just going to go to waste if you don't buy it, if someone doesn't buy it. So you might as well get that and go home and make a shrub with it.
So tell me, you've blogged about this, and you mentioned you've written articles, and tell me about your latest obsession as far as shrubs, and is there a particular kind that you're really enamored with?
I'm kind of rolling with the punches. I'm really interested, now that tomato season's coming to an end, of making maybe a tomato shrub with tomato water, and something I haven't done before.
We're beginning to wonder about a tomato shrub. I guess you know, like a Bloody Mary shrub.
Yeah, I was in Wild Purveyors the other day, and they've got shrubs of all sorts and all shapes and sizes, and it just seemed really interesting, and I was like, maybe that would be kind of cool and fun to do.
Yeah, and are there any other kinds that haven't been explored yet that you're thinking you could bring to the, or that somebody might bring to the mix?
That's a good question. I mean, it'd be interesting to see maybe a pumpkin shrub coming out, you know, in the fall.
It's such a great way to celebrate autumn, isn't
it?
With
absolutely.
Something like this.
This is the best time of the year to love food and eat food, because you've got the end of the summer stuff. You've got the fall stuff coming in. The weather's real cool outside, so you can eat a lot of food and enjoy it with your friends.
And are we seeing more people, you know, partying this way?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, you're seeing more people, even when you go to people's houses now, they're interested in making their own cocktails and making really crafty things. And this is just another thing. It's another addition to the tool shed.
Hal B. Klein is a food and drink writer who has appeared in a number of different publications and who from time to time drops in to visit with us here on Essential Pittsburgh. And today we've been talking about shrubs. Is there any information we can link to on our website at WESA.FM?
You know, I actually have something in Table Magazine that's out right now about shrubs. You can look at it there and then check the Post-Gazette for the Seconds article coming up soon.
Very good. Again, go to our website at WESA.FM. Hal B. Klein, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure as always.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.